people grow apart and we're meant to follow our own path. And I think when we try to force that, it just turns into a disaster. And that's what gets everybody in trouble.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Evans, welcome back to Questionably Awesome, where we co-host this incredible show together, answer audience questions. And sometimes we even talk a little bit about wisdom outside of making each other laugh.
Yeah, we do. It's the wisest show on Apple Podcasts. So congratulations for signing up.
Congratulations, guys. And I feel like we have a small delay on here, but probably not enough for you guys to notice, just enough for me to notice that when I make a joke, there's like a gap in between her laughing at me. So I'm like, oh, that did not go over well with her at all. And then there's a laugh and I feel relieved. I'm like, Evans, please yes. Laugh. I'll send you money to do it. Okay. How have you been? You are in a place that looks a lot like where the Golden Girls filmed. And I love that because my actual fantasy is to, like, obviously have my husband around, but maybe have like a girl's pad when I'm old where, you know, we can start calling each other Blanche and what are the other names? Rose.
When there's one more, what's the other?
And we can all. Blanche, Rose. Oh, I feel bad. She's the really tall one. What's her name? It's so funny because she was a really important character, but I'm not sure if she was ever anybody's favorite.
Yeah, but she was still important.
She was very important. She really held up the other characters. So, okay, what are you doing there? Are you just hanging out? You're in what area? Tell the people.
We are in right outside of Charleston. There's this amazing beach called Kiowa, and everyone should go there. It's like heaven on earth, and we're here just for a couple days having a little getaway to ourselves.
Hey, how has married life been? Because this is pretty new.
It's actually really cool. I really like being married. I kind of love it.
Isn't that amazing? I'm so glad to hear that. I feel like you definitely are one of those people who has done a lot of just like self-work, and you've had therapists, and you've done things that you know there's a lot of tools to like navigate relationships. So how has that been? Like, what are some tools that you have found that you really use to kind of work through some maybe potentially things that could have derailed you or sidetracked you or caused problems in the past?
Mine is speaking up is one, because if I harbor things or hold them in for a while, and I'll start to make up stories in my head about like what Adam is thinking or something like that. And really, he doesn't know what I'm upset about. So if you don't say anything, your partner has no idea why you're upset. You can't just expect them to read your mind.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And I think sometimes as females, we can think that, you know, and I do think men pick up on things, obviously, and energy, and they're intuitive and things like that. But I do think that we are a little more intuitive, and we almost expect them to know how we feel, or like, you should just know, or you should just tell I'm acting different. And to be honest with you, after being with Chris now, married 15 years, together 18 years, like, he really doesn't know sometimes. He's really just like, sometimes they're so in their own head, or they're just like, he's really not that observant. Like, I can honestly sometimes, and it's so great because I actually use it in my favor. Like, if I'm having a really like munchy day where I just want to like eat everything in the house, like, he'll be in the living room And I'll be in the kitchen for the 40th time, like getting something from the fridge. And he like never notices. And I'm like, oh, I've been snacking all day. He's like, you have? No, you haven't. You've been great. And I'm like, no, I've gone to the fridge 40 times and eaten things in front of you. And I haven't even bothered to like recommend sharing with you or offer things to you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if it was me, yes. I'd be like, hey, what are you getting? What are you getting? Why are you at the fridge again? And him, he's like, I didn't even know that you walked in this room 20 times. So
totally oblivious.
But it makes me realize that like he's pretty oblivious sometimes and he knows it. Like we talk about it. He'll be at the fridge. Let me know if this is Adam too. And he'll be like yelling, like, where's the ketchup or where's the almond milk? And I'm like, it's literally right in front of you. And he's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, you're going to give me $100 when I go in there and point it out right in front of you. So I've decided like, if I'm going to do something that I want to hide, I have to do it right in front of him and it'll be completely out of his perception. So
you just unlocked all the secrets of marriage.
I don't know if I've shared this before, but I think I would make so much money off of it. I have an invention for like when men are trying to find things because they can't ever find like, this is just my experience. So if you're a man and you're listening to this and you're like, no, this is not true. This has just been my experience with all of the different men that I've been with. It makes me sound like I've been men all over the world or something, but
which would be cool.
Which would be so interesting and cool. Yeah. But I have dated people and lived with, you know, my dad and my brother. So I want to come up with this invention where there are these little like, you know, 3D like stickers like that you put on things, but they're boobs because they'll be like, where's the ketchup? I'll be like, look for the boobs. And they're like, oh, there it is. And it's a sticker because they're very highly aware when those are around. I've found
they're very visual learners.
Super visual. So I figure like all the things that they constantly ask for, like, and then you could also start tricking them and like putting them on the vacuum and stuff and the hamper because they can't all see the hamper.
That would be huge.
Yes. That would be amazing. I don't know about you, but the clothes are everywhere but in the hamper. So I think that
every single time.
So anyway, that's my invention and my thoughts on that. Do you have a quote?
I do. It's from Mr. Rogers.
Ooh, bring that.
He says, transitions are almost always signs of growth, but they can bring feelings of loss. To get somewhere new, we may have to leave somewhere else behind.
Question. Did you get that quote before you saw the questions were on transition or did you do that simultaneously?
I did it after I saw what the questions were, so I cheated.
Okay. I was literally like, oh, there's something universally aligned there. Something's going on. Something's up with transitions. But something is up with transitions. We know that.
Okay. Yes.
So mine is from Mark Twain. Mark Twain says, all you need in this life is ignorance and confidence. Then success is sure. I'm super, super ignorant to a lot of things. So meaning like I just am so naive about certain things. And I think that is a superpower when you are going into big visions. I don't think that you should be able to factor every problem or thing that can go wrong in the beginning of the path. I think you got to go in excited and a bit blind to everything so that you don't get overwhelmed. So I think ignorance on fire is sometimes a really great business strategy. And confidence is huge too. Just being like, even if, here's the thing, I don't think confidence comes naturally and I don't think you're ever born with it. I think confidence is chosen. And it's a belief that you have to like, so if you're not confident right now, which there are many days I'm not confident, but right now I'm just like, well, I know that action creates confidence and action trumps anxiety. So what is something I could do right now to be super like take action? So I love this quote. There it is.
That was awesome. I love that so much. And one of the things I admire most about you is when you set to do something new, you just go for it. you just put yourself out there, and you know that there are probably going to be things that go wrong or mistakes that are made, but you're like, I'm going to do it. Why, like, you have nothing to lose. Why not give it a shot? That's huge. Not everyone's like that.
Thank you so much. And that's that ignorance part. So I say, focus on that, you know?
Nailed it.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I won't deflect that compliment. I will take all of that with me because I need it right now. Do you got any reviews? Oh, wait, we need a review.
Yes. Okay. The review is from D. Danny P. And they say, I literally listen every day. I was so apprehensive to make moves I needed to make to work towards making my dream job a reality. After consistently listening to your podcast, I've signed up for aesthetic school so I can build a business that is going to bring me joy and energy. Thank you so much for being a positive influence on my morning drives to work.
Whoa! That is so huge. Evans, we're literally impacting people to go and do things in the world. Kind of all I've ever wanted to do. Danny P.
Danny P.
Day Maker. That should be the new nickname. Danny P. Daymaker.
Daymaker.
Okay, this is a great spot to take a break. So I want to tell you about Skillshare. It is an online learning community with so many classes for you to choose from. If there is something in your life or business that you're curious about, I guarantee Skillshare has a class about it. It offers creative classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. You guys, this is so cool. I have been taking Skillshare classes all about marketing because you know I'm launching my new company. And one of the coolest marketing classes on here is the social media marketing class. It has top tips for growing your followers and going viral. And that is by Kat Coquillette. You will love this class. They also have brand management, creating what sets you apart by Chris Bullman, and also product marketing, creating compelling brand imagery by Jeff Staple. You guys, there is something for everybody here. Skillshare offers membership with meaning, with so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives at Skillshare. It empowers you to accomplish real growth. You guys, it's time to explore your creativity with 2 months free of the premium membership at Skillshare.com/happy. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of free classes for free. So get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/happy. That's 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes at Skillshare.com.
Do you want a question about transitions?
DPDM. Yeah. Yes, I would love one. Let's go to town.
Okay, here we go. The first one, actually, this is really funny. It's about marriage. It's from at Amanda Barkley. And she said, just got married. Seriously, today. Evans and Lori, what is your best marriage advice?
Her wedding day. She's going to get a good answer. Let's help.
Congratulations, Amanda, on your marriage.
Hopefully you had a great night last night.
Woo! Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Unless it was like my wedding night and you're like, good night. I'm out of here. Like,
tired.
Too much. Bye. Don't touch me. Bye.
Bye. Just want to starfish in the cold blood.
You already bought the farm. Too bad.
Game over. That's what you need to know about marriage. No. You've been married longer. I feel like I'm a newbie at this.
You're doing great. Looks from the outside looking in, looks great to me. So, all right. What's her question? Did she ask one?
Oh yeah. She wanted to know what's your best marriage advice?
Oh, talk about everything. All like you just said, when you harbor things, you know, same with me, like do not talk about just about everything. Chris and I just did a podcast. There's some stuff you can't change about people. And it's like, I think that like there are, when I say change, like if it's big things that are affecting your relationship, those need to be talked about. If it's something like he's not getting the clothes in the hamper, he never has his entire life, that might be something that you literally just say, you know what? There's a lot of great things about this human. I'm going to let this one go. And when I can afford it, or right now, I'm going to hire a cleaning person, and this will never be a problem ever again for me, because I won't take it personal that he's throwing his t-shirt on the side of the hamper and thinking it's about me. Like, those are things that you have to do in marriage, is go, we start to take things personal. Don't you think? Like, I used to be like, he must not love me because he can't do a simple thing that I'm asking him, like getting the clothes in the hamper. I'm just using this because it was a real thing for me. And those aren't personal things. Those are literally things he's just not thinking about, doesn't realize it affects you. And that was something that I was like, I'm going to have to just accept that there's a couple things about him that he just doesn't feel are important, even though they're important to me, even after conversation. And I had to weigh out, like, okay, this may never change. Can I fully accept this? Because this guy has got, you know, these 80% mind-blowing, incredible qualities that I just, to me, these are non-negotiable deal breakers. Like, this is what I desire. Can I put up with this one, and this one? So I think that's the best marriage advice, is you have those two. Trust me. Like, I know there's things about me that he doesn't ever say that probably drive him absolutely nuts, that he's just learned to accept. You know, there are certain things, like, I know that the fact that I need to be more routined literally drives him crazy, but he's accepted that and he honors it for me, for the most part. So I think the best marriage advice I can give is, like, really decide what of those flaws are acceptable to you, and then talk about everything else that comes up that you could harbor, like you had said, or hold against them. Like, if there's something that you're kind of holding against them, that's just going to fester and grow. So it needs to have, like, a really loving conversation. And I think the other thing I would just say around that, because you will have to have all these conversations, is learn how to have a good conversation around it. Meaning, you can't come to someone and go, we have to talk, or, you know, this is like talking to them in the middle of their business day, or talking to them after a really hard day at work. Like, you have to say, hey, can you let me know when a good time to chat would be? There's a few things that I want to discuss, like, nothing big, that just I want to make sure, you know, don't go untalked about. Let me know when a good time is for you, because there's so many not good times that they're going to throw up that wall or whatever that looks like, and just be like, hey, just like in a really loving, non you're in trouble type of way.
100%.
What do you find so far?
That reminded me of Esther Perel's TED Talk on relationships, and how it is true, especially in quarantine, when you're around that person 24/7, you kind of assign them all these roles in your life. Like, they're my friend, they're my adventure buddy, they're my partner. We're supposed to have a sexual relationship too. And it's just like all of these things. And that person, did I just say sexual relationship?
It was very like, I felt very like eighth grade sex education class.
Yep. Thought I could provide that. No, but it's true. Like, your partner can't be 8 trillion things for you, just like you can't be 8 trillion things for them. And I'm very guilty of, like, setting all the expectations and expecting Adam to do all of these things. That's not fair. No one can do that. So I'm just learning to step back from that.
So if you can literally just expect Adam to be your hot lover and nothing else, you're doing good.
That's it. That's the role I've assigned him, is my hot lover. And it's worked out very well. If my mom listens to this, she's going to be like, what? You guys have kissed?
No, Mom. He's strictly been assigned best friend. So we're good.
Look how red I'm turning. I'm dying.
That's why I love this podcast.
Anyway, time.
Anyway, I love that you pointed that out. That is one of the biggest things it's huge. The fact that we hold our partners to be these million things for us. And there's so many things now that I've learned. Like I have to take Chris out of the running for me needing to think he's going to be with me on that trajectory of analyzing shit half to death. He just doesn't want to, like, and if I am, I'm like, look, you don't have to say anything. I just need to go back and forth on this 75 times out loud. You don't have to do your input. You can actually zone out and look at Instagram while I do this. So, you know what I mean? Like, he's just not into that.
That is so true. I'll go like, off on things and Adam will be like, why are we still talking about this?
Oh, 1,000,000%. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not even halfway through this. Like this, I'm not even halfway through this process right now. Like there's going to be at least 62 more conversations about it from another angle. Like, especially if you put me in a new spot, like if we go to a new restaurant, there's like whole new angles that are going to be put on this conversation. Not to mention if you give me a glass of wine, then that's a whole other world.
Yeah, it'll take months to go through everything. And I feel like a lot of men just aren't like that.
Oh no, they're kind of like, but I thought you told me yesterday you thought this. I was like, that was yesterday. That was before PMS. Like, I'm a different woman today and here's the perspective I'm focusing on. Yeah, it's just, he's not going to be that for me. And I've learned that. And it's so much better because I used to be like, well, I want to be this and that. And he doesn't want to do this or analyze that. I'm like, go find a friend who does and then you're good. So, and now that's you. So great. Thanks.
I love it. Do you want another question?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. It's from at @McKnickKnackPaddywhack. Oh my gosh. What a great handle.
Knickknack Paddywhack. Oh my God. Definitely feeling boring right now after hearing that.
Me too. They want to know, do I have to leave behind those who don't want, wish to transition with me? Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep. Next question. You know? You don't have to leave them behind. You have to know where you personally are putting them in your life. Like you have to make peace with the fact that they might be in a new category of when you see them, you won't be talking about maybe the things that you're interested in talking about. So when you transition, a lot of times what happens is, let's just say even when I was really transitioning into like becoming the person I knew I wanted to be, and an entrepreneur and like just being interested in other things, other than kind of, you know, I don't know, other than the things that the people who I used to hang out with were interested in, which was more, if I'm being really honest, it was more just like hanging out, being mindless, drinking a lot, eating a lot of food, hanging out, watching, you know, like football and stuff, which is also fun. And there's a place for that in my life. So now I know that if I'm going to see those people, I would hold it to that and be like, okay, these are the people that I go and I, you know, I'm going to have drinks with, and I'm not going to hold them to a standard of needing a deep conversation or supporting me in my new business or even asking about it. Like I used to get all bent out of shape because I was like, wow, I feel like they're so selfish. They don't ask about this or that. And it's like, yeah, because they're not interested in that. They're the people you're going to have, you know, you're just going to have some cocktails with. You're going to talk about football. You're going to talk more about the simple things and just like, you're going to be really present and just kind of enjoy that. And that wasn't feeding me all the time. So it became, meaning it wasn't filling my soul when I left that. So what would happen is, I think you naturally tend to kind of walk away from that a little bit more and see them less. So yes, there is a bit of now there is that I have, they are no longer really in my life because that doesn't serve me in a way that feels good anymore. And that was a tough transition because they feel it or they think you are trying to be better than them or that you're not interested or whatever that looks like. But it's a slower transition. But I do still know where some people in my life, I'm like, okay, that's what that is. That's what they're serving. Just like you said with your partner, they're going to serve the, I'm going to a football game or I'm going to a concert or I'm going out and we're going to have cocktails. And that kind of becomes less and less for me with those people, but you have to know what position that serves. What about you? What do you think?
Yes, I agree with that point. I think that people play different roles in your life and that's okay. And I don't think it has to be a dramatic thing unless the person you need to transition out of your life is harming you in some way. And it's like a harmful, toxic thing. Then yeah, I would leave that relationship, but there people play different roles in your life, I think. And in my personal experience, there are like a handful of people that are just steady in my life. And I'm good with that. Like, I don't have the expectation that I'm going to have 500 really close friends for the rest of my life. That just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, totally. 1,000,000%. And I think that it's the making peace with that part. Cause a lot of people don't want to leave people behind cause they feel bad about it. Except when you keep people past their expiration date, meaning that person was probably just like that poem that everybody knows, like some people are meant to be in your life for a moment. Others are left to be in your life for a lifetime. We try to keep those moments. I think especially, well, I grew up in the Midwest and it's kind of like you feel like you have to keep everyone in your life from your past or you're just not a nice person. And that does not work well. Like, especially if it's just not a match and you're trying to carry these people and they're getting upset with you. Like, people grow apart and we're meant to follow our own path. And I think when we try to force that, it just turns into a disaster. And that's what gets everybody in trouble.
100%. Oh, I just heard them.
Oh yeah. Like hundreds are flying over right now. So cool. Lots of geese poop. All right, Evans. Well, I think that we just really gave some solid advice today.
Me too. It really hit hard, you know? It really hit hard, like it does every time.
Solved a lot, lots of problems together. Which it's why we have to keep on turning down all of these like TV shows and talk shows and
book deals.
I mean, book deals. It's crazy. It's getting crazy.
It's getting crazy, all the things I'm turning down. And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way.
Me either. This no muscle is being used. So that's great. All that money has been tough to turn down, but I'm just like, I got to keep this show the way that I want it. You know?
Stay true. Stay true to yourself.
Yep. So there's that. And any last wisdom that you got?
Oh, I was actually thinking about this today. And my wisdom for today that I'm trying to practice myself is do your research. Do your research. Don't take what everyone says to be true. You gotta just do your research on everything, whether it's a job or a boyfriend or an election. Just do what's best for you.
Do your research. That couldn't be a better thing for right now because just you can literally change the channel and get a completely different perspective on the same exact thing. And you're like, what is going on right now?
Exactly. Yeah.
So that is just really powerful advice actually for everything. Like you said, a job, an employee, holy crap, do your research. It's easy to skip over it, but it will save you so much heartache, trouble, worry in the long run. So that is amazing advice. You guys, make sure that you tag Evans and I. Let us know what your biggest takeaway was. We want to know how we have changed your life in some way, for the worse or for the better. I personally love the comments that are like, I'll never get that time back. I'm like, but you stayed, you know?
Well, you stuck it out.
So there was something there. You loved to hate it. So come on back. You feel like it.
Yeah, there's a seat for you.
There's something at the table. We don't want to look at you. But anyway, I think until next time, we're just going to have them earn their happy and be questionably awesome. What do you think?
I think that's great, Lori, and I love it.
All right, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.